listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
And Bree's here.
Hi.
Just because today, I suppose this is a spinoff of our big question episode.
Which she did launch.
Which yeah. Bree did yeah. launch. That's true. Yeah.
Also, I'm ungovernable. Uh-huh.
Yeah. If Bree walks in, you don't ask her to leave.
Because you know that you know.
So we're calling this one a big answer.
That's right.
Soapbox.
I'm not asking the question. I'm giving you the answer.
This has given us a soapbox, and we know Bree has fun opinions about things. So
mostly,
we're going to hear a lot of opinions today. So if we'll see. So Erin, what's your soapbox?
Here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The internet ruined Christmas lists. And we should all go back to the olden days of my childhood. Okay. This is my soapbox. This is my big answer.
This is not the soapbox.
Oh, you didn't think it was going to be this way? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Pop off, queen.
Here we
go. Get up Erin's lawn.
Okay. Internet wish lists, and most egregiously, Amazon wish lists, take all the fun, thoughtfulness, and yes, challenge out of gift giving. A good Christmas list provides ideas and inspiration for gifts. An Amazon wish list provides a link to the specific item, color, and size. An old-fashioned Christmas list gives a lot of room for success, okay? An internet wish list gives only one path to success. An internet wish list creates an implicit contract, okay? Mm-hmm. Tell me you want gloves. Tell me you want colorful gloves for driving, okay? Sure, now I have a challenge. What are the best gloves for driving? Do they come in colorful colors? What are the best colorful gloves? Are any of them grippy? Could they be used for driving? Okay. This is something. This is a challenge. I could find you some colorful gloves for driving.
Can I That's ask room. A question?
Yeah.
Which of your nieces or nephews asked for gloves?
None of them.
Okay.
This is the problem. Okay.
Erin herself would like some colorful gloves for driving, you guys.
I want inspiration. I don't want a specific item. Okay. If you give me a link to the pair of gloves you want, then I can either give you those gloves or I can be like, no, I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what I want. And that makes it.
And you're going to like it.
Yeah. Like, it's just, no, I don't like it. Before the internet, it was much harder to be so specific. We had to write our Christmas lists out with pencil on paper. And now I'm going to tell you a story. Okay. I am sure that when I was a child, I had some very specific wish list items. I'm sure, because kids are like that. Mm-hmm. But here is one thing that I have a vivid memory of. I wrote a letter to my Aunt Linda. I believe I was in ninth grade. Mm-hmm. I can tie it to the time very specifically. You'll see why in a moment. I had seen a new style of pants that blew my mind. Okay. I described them very carefully. I'm pretty sure I drew pictures. I illustrated this wish list. Oh, I drew a picture of the pants. Okay. This was the year that marks the beginning of my lifelong love of big pants. Okay. I've never not loved them since this year. The year was 1990.
That's amazing.
The year was that was when MC Hammer.
Oh, wow.
You can't touch this.
Yeah.
Hammer pants took over. Okay.
They sure did.
You know, they were called Hammer pants. So I had just seen these pants. I'm like, these pants, they're so amazing. So I wrote her a letter. I drew her pictures. And there was like a genie pants at that time. It had like a point, the ankle into like a point on one side. It sort of went up. I drew a picture. Like, I think there was like an inset detail of the ankle of the pant to make sure she really understood.
This explains so much about you, Erin.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. And even now, like I tried. That's why I had to draw the picture, because I couldn't describe him well with my words. Yeah. And my Aunt Linda, she came through. She came through with big pants. Okay.
I love it.
And that was great. Here is another Christmas past. Okay. I requested slippers. And as far as I know, I don't think I requested anything more specific than that. I was just like, slippers. Yeah, that'd be a good thing for mm-hmm. me. Slippers. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I was in either high school. I think I was in high school at this point. It could have been early college, but I think it was high school. My sister, she got me cows. Okay. I requested slippers. She got me cows. They were actually cow slippers. Okay. It was a whole stuffed animal that you just stuck your foot in. Into them. And they were amazing. I loved them. I did not have this in mind for what I wanted as slippers. I just wanted slippers. And she got me cows. And then it was so successful that over the years, she got me other slippers. And so eventually I had a whole menagerie because I wore them out. Like I wore through them. There were holes in the soles of the slipper.
Why is it that those incredibly soft, squishy slippers, and I've had some very similar to what you're describing, the soles wear through in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It is a disappointment, but I have a picture here. So I'm going to show you and we can share this. Rachel, you're going to have to just look.
Rachel's in your notes. So she can.
Oh, I'm in your notes. I've been looking at the picture for the last like 5 minutes. It's amazing.
That's my slipper menagerie.
That's a
me
whole
and my
farm.
Sister. The next year she got me chickens. And then there were some dogs one year, and another year it was gorillas. One that I'm wearing in that picture. But I never got rid. I kept them all. Like
and the OG cows. I see them.
And there were holes. And I'm like, I'm not getting rid of these slippers.
That's amazing.
And yeah, it was amazing. It was a gift from my sister.
Incredible.
And the beauty of a gift like that is it's relational. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is part of what mm-hmm. happens with an old fashioned Christmas list. Mm-hmm. The person who is giving the gift has to really consider, what do I know about this person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do they like? What do they enjoy? What is something about them that I'm going to give a gift to that aspect of their life and their personality. Mm-hmm. Okay. The receiver also, they get to learn something about the gift giver. Why did they choose this gift for me? What do they think about me that they selected this gift? Now, I do have another funny story of an internet wish list gone wrong.
Oh, no.
Wherein my brother-in-law thought that he was working off of my wish list. And so he gave me a pair of gloves, as it turns out. Okay. They were enormous. And I was like, oh.
Were they like baseball mitts?
But I didn't know that he was giving me a specifically requested item. And so I thought he had carefully selected them for me. So I was like, trying to think. I'm like, oh, what am I learning about this gift? Like, why did Tim give me these gloves? What is it about my personality? He selected giant black man gloves for me.
And he is probably thinking to himself, that is a weird thing to ask for, but whatever.
Like, it's okay. So, and then it turns out that there was a mix-up and somehow my father's Amazon wish list had somehow been flagged under my name. So he thought he was purchasing for me. And so he gave me these gloves that my dad had actually requested. So then I gave my dad the gloves and we all had a good laugh. So that was a little bit of a happy ending to an internet wish list. But we'll set that aside. With an internet Christmas list, you are checking off an item on your to-do list. Okay. You're fulfilling a contract. And if you go off script and pick something not there, you're breaking the contract. And that's why I think that the internet ruined Christmas lists.
I think you're right. Actually, I've never used one for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mostly use them to like bookmark stuff for myself, because when I create an internet shopping list, I'm shopping for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you create an internet Christmas list, You are shopping for yourself and asking someone else to pay for it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Whereas with the traditional wish list, you are simply wishing and somebody else does the shopping. And so, or the making, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, an internet wish list. And the thing about an Amazon wish list is you get to buy that thing from exactly one outlet. Rather than search around for it, source it, make it yourself, you know, local, thrift it. There's so many possibilities. But you are micromanaging the gift giving process. And I'm happy to stand up on this soapbox with you. I'm a huge fan of the traditional Christmas gift list.
I want to offer this point.
Yeah.
Real quick. I think there's a reason Amazon has started printing and mailing a catalog.
Yes.
What? Amazon now has a catalog?
They sure do, Aaron.
Everyone got their catalog.
No.
Amazon, Target has started doing it.
Yeah, they print They've and send catalogs.
They've
it.
Gone, but the year of the wish book is coming back.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming. Okay, interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they mail it out in like October.
Yes.
It was months ago. But it's a big, thick
book. Go through and you circle
stuff and give it to your parents.
Okay. So I agree. I 100% see where you're coming from. But also, I think Amazon agrees with you too.
they know that there is an uprising fomenting.
Foment their rage.
Yes. Because am I giving up my Amazon Prime account? No. No, I'm not.
Oh,
no,
I already did.
That's not what I'm saying. Okay, Rachel, you're a stronger woman than
I. No, I did because I did the math.
Free
I only had it for the free shipping, and I calculated how much I was saving in free shipping, and it was way less than the $120 or whatever I was paying. I was this is dumb. I'll pay for this a la carte. But yeah, you keep your Amazon Prime. That's great. I kind of miss it, but I'm not enough to pay for it.
That's fair.
So if you want to try an old-fashioned Christmas gift inspiration list. Okay. Here are a few guidelines.
Okay.
First, pick some categories and then provide a few details. Okay. Don't say, I want a pair of acid washed Jordache jeans with zippers at the cuffs. Okay. Instead, request a pair of light colored narrow leg jeans and prepare your heart to be contented with Lee. Okay, you're not getting Jordache.
You don't have Jordache money, Aaron.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, we don't. We don't. I will say including size is actually a helpful thing to include.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah, I did say that about Amazon and know that including the size for clothing is helpful.
My sweet husband, he must have the eyes of love or something. But whenever he buys clothing for me, it's always two sizes too small. It's really sweet that you think I wear this size, sweetie. And thankfully, he started asking.
Sizing is also really dumb.
100%.
Like, sizes across brands are not the same.
Truth.
So,
do you want better and give them your measurements?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. You might have to specify brands if you know something is going to be a specific size and a specific size.
Sign somebody who has a 19-inch inseam.
That is true. Yeah.
You're right. And guys get this. Ladies don't always. Mm-hmm. Like, I know my husband and son's measurements. I can order pants to the inch, but
It's true.
So here's another suggestion. Okay. Have no more than one very specific item on your list. Okay. If you have one specific item that you really, really want, you can include it. But ladies, if you are a grown adult, you should just budget for this item and buy it yourself. Okay. You don't need to put it on your Christmas list. If it's that specific and you want it, okay, if you're a teenager and you don't, then okay, put it on your item. But you should have one. Okay, the rest should be inspirational. There should be room. But if you're a grown adult, just put in your budget and get the item. Okay, that's fine. It's don't put it as your don't fill out your whole Christmas list with those. Okay.
Don't.
Okay.
Heard.
Okay. Understood. Yeah. Don't forget about experience gifts.
Yes.
These are great.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know?
100%.
Go see a show together. Go eat a special meal together.
Yeah. These are especially good for well, at least from my experience, for large families, because if you're doing Christmas and birthday gifts and the family that you're purchasing for does not want all of that extra stuff in their house every single year.
Right.
Yeah.
Choosing birthday or Christmas to buy individual gifts and then doing an experiential gift for the whole family. Mm-hmm. It might be a letdown for a few years, but you know,
what experiences are fun.
You're going to have memories.
Correct. Yeah. One of my favorite gifts that I've given to our family in the past has been like a family membership to a really cool thing in town.
Yes.
Like we did the botanical gardens one year. Someone gave us a membership to the aquarium one year. Yeah. Like it was great. We could go where whenever we want and we've got rich every time.
Right. Yes. Because those memberships aren't really that cheap all the time. And it's something that if you have a large family, they may not be able to pay for themselves.
Uh-huh.
But boy, they're going to appreciate it when they have somewhere to go and it snows outside.
Yeah. Right?
I
absolutely.
Do. We do Christmas afternoon tea.
Oh, I love that.
It's a beloved tradition.
Honestly, experiences, at least in my own opinion, since we're doing opinions, are just so much better than stuff. Maybe that's just me as I get older.
But I mean, like, I think it is a getting older thing. And
what have stuff.
When you come when you come to that age, it's you realize how wise it is. So
yeah. Please give me tickets to go somewhere. I don't want things.
Okay. And then finally, here's my last suggestion guideline for you. I better not see tube socks on any Christmas list. Okay. For one thing, it's tube socks. No, don't do it. For another, this is a basic item of life that your parents are obliged to provide for you. Okay. Your parents get you tube socks. Not your cool aunt, okay? I'm not buying you tube socks. Don't put it on a list that you give to me.
Can I just hold this up to the camera here?
Okay.
This is Emma's actual birthday list.
Yeah.
Socks. It's her birthday and Christmas list. Socks with an exclamation point. She did this herself.
Me?
Okay, because one of their cool aunts in the past, several Christmases in a row, got them all like really nice socks. Like we're talking like smart wool, darn tough. You know, the kind of socks that their parents, slackers that they were, did not buy them. And they got hooked and they just associate warm feet with Christmas.
I mean, there is a very significant difference between what Aaron is describing and what you are describing. Yeah, for sure.
That's true.
I full agree. Also, buying someone that you love very warm wool, beautiful, maybe slightly expensive socks because you love them. Absolutely, yes. I also bought my husband wool for his birthday.
Novelty tube socks?
Yes. They had cows on them.
Luxury socks, okay.
Luxury socks because warm feet. Socks. Warm feet.
Okay, fun.
Yes. So I think both of you are right.
Pack of white tube socks.
Correct.
No disrespect to Fruit of the Loom, but
Do better.
So that is my soapbox. Those are my suggestions. We've heard some thoughts already. Any other thoughts here?
Oh, I have thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, I do too.
Sarah, you go first. Mine might take a while.
I just want to share a delightful anecdote. So I agree with you that the Amazon wish list where you just go buy somebody something, it might be good for inspiration to see, like, I actually use them for inspiration. I very rarely buy stuff for people off of their Amazon wish list. I look at it and I say, oh, that's nice. And then I go buy something similar. Sorry if that's been you. But when we were younger, my family, because I grew up in a family of engineers, we had a spreadsheet of what everybody wanted and who was going to buy what for what person. I'm not kidding you. There was an X-axis and a Y-axis.
I'm so delighted right now.
Of all what everyone wanted, and we filled that thing out when we went to Sears.
Oh my goodness.
We went to Sears and we filled out the spreadsheet of who bought who what. It was amazing. So like still that's not awesome. An internet list, but like very close. Like these are the specific things that I want and these are the people that are buying them for you.
My goodness. It takes all types. It really does.
Wow.
We were a very meticulous family. So there was still some level of like, you know, they want a shirt in this size. And so we'd like go buy them. But I mean, it was, you still kind of, maybe not when I was like really, really young, but I kind of knew what I was getting every year for the most part. Now, in the grown up era of all of this, all of our adult the adults in my family, most of us know what we're getting each other because we just tell one person, like I tell my parents, I would like this, please. And they buy it for me because it's easier than accidentally buying the same thing for multiple people. Mm-hmm. For the kids, we have switched to a model of buying them fun birthday presents. And then I get them like a little small thing that's the same but different for each of them every year. Last year it was their saint name ornaments for the tree. Mm. And then we take them bowling, which is a fun experiential thing that is fun. So like we kind of mix it up a little bit. We don't really do wish lists, but we definitely just tell each other what we want. I keep a list of things just to make sure everyone gets a present because there's a lot of us now. Mm-hmm. But yes, the spreadsheet from when I was a child lives in my brain every year because it was just amazing. I need to. I'm sure there's a copy of it still at my parents' house somewhere in a pile of papers. It probably exists and I really want to find one so I can keep it forever. But
I keep those things. I keep them.
Yes.
Okay, because I started. I think my kids have been turning in Christmas lists for longer than I've been requesting them. My son especially, he came up with some very good lists. All of them are in his keepsake box.
Okay.
But I decided to be proactive a few years ago. I think I've been doing this for, at least 5 years. I created a Christmas list template.
Ah.
And I will print them out.
Okay.
And have the kids fill them out. I haven't done this every year, but a lot of years, you know, over the last 5 to 7 years, we've done this.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, I just print them out. And the top section, and they're divided by sections. The top section is, I need or would appreciate the following clothes and shoes. And then I have a list and they can, like, check the box of, like, athletic socks. Or there you go. There's your two socks. Or socks. Dress pants, play dresses, you know, like there's a whole. So then we have a section because I'm very educational. I would enjoy the following books.
Yeah.
You're supposed to list books.
Mm-hmm.
Stocking stuffers. Then there's a spot for experiences or field trips.
Yes.
And then there's fun things. Then there is, a list of things I do not want.
Interesting.
Okay. That's a good category, actually.
Then their favorite colors for the year and what they would buy for others in the family if they could. And then finally, at the very end, if my wildest dreams came true on Christmas morning, this is what I'd find under the tree.
I love it.
Okay. So I actually, as I was looking for this template, which is on the hard drive of the other computer, so I don't have the actual template, but I did find a collection of these wish lists from 2020 that I scanned and sent to the family. And so I would love to share some of these with you because this is exactly, Aaron, the sort of thing that you're talking about.
Let me hear your ideas.
Okay. So oldest daughter, Ella, she only needed athletic socks. She says, I think I'm good on most clothes. Books, Captain Underpants, stocking stuffers. This is one of my favorite ever. Dark chocolate. And a jar of Nutella for personal consumption.
Yes.
My own personal Nutella.
That's amazing.
She has gotten that every year since, whether she asked for it or not. And her boyfriend, if she's having a really bad week, will just bring one over with
this. The spoon.
Yep. Experiences, any roller coaster.
Oh.
Okay.
Fun things, sketchbook, personal use felt tip pens.
Oh,
things I do not want. What I do not want, a certain reddish yellow rindy fruit.
Okay.
She is just over oranges in her stocking, apparently. What I would get for others in the family. Dad, cash. Mom, cash. Oh. Goes on down the list. Erin's getting cash if Ella has her way.
It's king.
In her wildest dreams, she would find a cure for Alzheimer's under the Christmas tree.
Oh, wow.
So
such a sweet kid.
Very much. Wow. So this was several years ago. She's now all grown up.
Uh-huh.
Next, we have my son. He needed several items of clothing, circled sweatpants, and put two stars next to it. This was in the middle of the pandemic, after all.
Yeah. Comfy.
Yep.
Right.
And then he would enjoy owning the following books. See Attached.
Mm.
I actually have the Attached, and it is about a dozen different D&D handbooks.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Stocking stuffers, a deck of cards, Harry Potter wand, candy question mark? Why? Among the fun things he wanted was a one-handed ferro rod and a high-powered laser pointer slash flashlight. I did not get him that particular gift that year because I did not trust his intentions.
Wait, what was it?
A high-powered laser pointer.
No, what was the first thing?
A one-handed ferro rod. That's how you can start fires. Like, it's a spark. It's like flint and steel.
I've never heard of that.
So he wanted to start fires and point lasers?
Yeah, pretty much.
Feral rod.
No, ferro.
What in the 6-7 is that?
Yeah, and then I heard ferrol.
Yes. But
it's F-E-R-R-O as in like
yeah, like iron.
I'm with you now. It took me
feral.
They are great. Always put one in your camping box or two or three.
Okay.
Yeah.
These
are things I do not want. He says lame stuff, in parentheses, practical stuff.
Oh, my man.
I love practical gifts.
Oh, yeah.
No so too much. Sucks.
Okay.
Oh, going forward a bit. Oh, this one was
that
sweet.
That does actually lend credence to your concern about his nefarious intent for the.
Indeed.
Yeah. What are you doing with that fire starter kit and high powered light?
Unless it's a box of matches, pointer. I want no practical stuff.
No. I'll just highlight one or two things from some of the later list. So. Eva, sweet Eva, is on the same soapbox with you, Aaron, when it comes to the socks. These are the things I do not want. Books, socks, math.
No math.
No math for Christmas.
No math.
I love her.
Love her.
Wow.
Oh, and I enjoyed, this was, Emma was very young at this time. She was about five-ish, four or five.
Little
and her list of things that she wanted to buy for everyone else in the family. If she was shopping for dad, she would get him new protein things. Mom, roses.
Roses. Sweet kid.
Anyway, I really have enjoyed this exercise. Not only does it allow the kids to think through what they need, what they want, think about things in different categories. Mm-hmm. And think about what they would get for other people if they had the budget to do so. But it also provides a wonderful keepsake. And when anyone in the family asks, what do the kids want for Christmas? I'm like, well, let me tell you.
Yes.
And it's really, really a helpful thing. So this traditional Christmas list, this is the sort of thing you like, right, Aaron?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I approve of this approach. It is specifically the internet Christmas wish list that I am opposed to. What you have developed is great. I'm leaning towards being opposed to the Sarah family approach.
It wasn't a little too prescriptive.
It was hand-drawn spreadsheet, guys.
Oh, okay.
It was
old school.
Okay, that's slightly better. Slightly better.
Because my brother is a drawing genius.
Yeah. Anything analog is
I'm pretty sure he drew better. It.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. Yeah, Brie, you have any opinions on Christmas lists?
Maybe it's just because it's just not crossed my existence, but like I didn't realize that Christmas lists went the way of like wedding and baby shower registries on Amazon. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that is definitely, it's definitely a thing.
Okay.
It's definitely
a
thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, so I can see the draw of why they are useful. And are attractive to gift givers of a certain kind and gift receivers of a certain kind.
They are a time saver. I will grant that much as well.
That's true.
Right. And some people people want the guesswork taken out of.
They want a sure thing.
I mean, my husband goes into paralysis if he thinks about having to buy a gift for somebody. And that's not a criticism. That's just like straight up the way he is.
Yeah,
like
not wired.
Tell me what you want because I can't. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
I tend to agree with you, but also I don't think that's ever for everybody. The soapbox doesn't have a lot of room for nuance.
That's not okay.
The function of a soapbox.
That's okay.
I recognize that aspect of a
soapbox.
I'll
squeeze a half soapbox.
No,
next
you're right.
To your full.
You're right. Yeah. And honestly, I did when I was thinking about this, I had to. I tend to be one of those that I start with all the reasons why my. Like all the arguments against the point that I'm trying to make. And I was like, no, Aaron, you got to, that's not how soapbox works. You got to just start with the point and stick to the point.
Stick to the point.
Okay. And so.
Listen, you got to stay up there and that's fine.
No,
I just think that there's
absolutely
some value.
There is a time and place for it. And I actually, in thinking about it, I did come around more to the value of the purpose for wedding and baby shower registries and things like that. Those I have a little more, I don't know.
Well, because you've
there's
got
room,
you know,
for that.
Get wedding guests, tens of hundreds of wedding guests.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want, you know, 1,000 of the same dish set.
And right. Like the whole point of it was to really like set someone up to have a new household.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
they
and
needed
need
to be
equipped things for that.
Yeah.
And for a baby too.
And honestly,
exactly.
Have a new child.
If my nieces, if I asked them what they wanted for Christmas and they sent me an Amazon wish list link, I'd be like, nope.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Being personally, I'd be like, no, I'm getting you what I want to get you and you're going to like it.
Yeah. Well, and it also, the Amazon wish list, it's too easy.
Yeah.
Because every year before the birthdays or the Christmas, there is this flurry of communication that takes place behind the scenes. Like there's a birthday coming up next week for us. And I got message from my mother today. Do you know anything she might enjoy on her birthday?
Yeah,
give me ideas. What favorite colors? What sizes? You know, and the same thing with like my sisters and sisters-in-law. When it is time to figure out that Christmas thing, not only does it require creativity and initiative, but it also requires behind the scenes communication and coordination.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Let's not get her the same thing, etc.
Right.
Yep. And so it's an opportunity for relationship building that is completely lost if you have a completely prefab, this is exactly what they want down to, you know, the print on the packaging.
Right.
There's just no need for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting in that this is just kind of the age of the internet thing and like all of our consumerism. You made a point earlier about like the receiver's going to learn something. I mean, a lot of this is about how we receive gifts. Mm-hmm. Like we want, because we can buy anything we want literally on the internet. Like now we're like, I want this specific thing because I know it exists. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I want. So like having an inspirational wish list also requires the receiver to be okay with whatever somebody decides to buy you. And it may not be exactly what you want, but like this person put thought into you.
Yeah.
And it may be that 5 years down the road, you'll be looking at this item going, I would never have picked this out for myself, but I have enjoyed this so much.
Yeah. As somebody wise, I don't remember who it was. It might've been one of you guys actually. They once had a very wise thing to say about gift giving, though. Like, you buy something for somebody nicer than what they would have bought for themselves. Mm-hmm. So if it is something like socks, you buy
elevate
them.
It.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like you buy them something that maybe it is a very practical gift, but you buy it nicer than they would have bought for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I got Herbal Essences shampoo for Christmas in high school instead of Alberto VO5.
Yes.
That's amazing. And I was happy. I was so happy.
Like it's a little touch of luxury that they wouldn't have bought for themselves, but you can buy it for them.
Yeah. So that's my soapbox. I'll step off it now and let everyone go back to enjoying their Christmas planning. But yeah.
Sorry if we offended you.
To think about a Christmas list for next year that's more of an inspiration.
And if you have an idea for Maximum Chaos.
Ooh, yeah,
yes.
There are websites now that sell boxes full of returned mail. You have to be very careful because some of these you don't know what you're going to get. So it's not something you can buy for kids.
Mm-hmm.
You go on the internet and watch these unboxing videos. Some things just you're not giving that to somebody under the age of 18.
Uh-huh.
But
If you want maximum chaos,
a group of adult siblings.
A group of adult siblings.
Uh-huh. That is a white elephant gift for the ages.
Correct. Yes, uh-huh. It is.
Correct.
Oh. Yeah.
So look that up if you need an idea.
That is a fun gift idea. Just that's an experience. It's both a gift and an experience there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love chaos. Together.
Yeah. And you may find something that you didn't know existed. And uh-huh. You're like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, and if you have children while we're giving out tips, I highly recommend, it doesn't have to be as like type A exact as my Christmas lists are. My kids are getting kind of sick of them, frankly, at this point. But highly recommend encouraging your children and even giving them a template to write a Christmas list every year because, and stick them in the keepsake boxes. Yeah. Because a Christmas wish list is a snapshot of your inner life. At any given time, you can see what's important to you. What are your aspirations?
Uh-huh.
What do you love and not love? Yeah. And it's a wonderful way to sort of chart your child's growth through the years with what they're asking for every Christmas. I love going back and rereading them.
That's a cool thing.
I love it.
I
love that.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, we want to know if you agree with Aaron's
soapbox. Speaking of chaos, we're going to open the drama now. We'd love to know what you think about wish lists, specifically internet, Amazon-style wish lists. Share your comments in the Facebook group or on our Instagram page at Lutheran Ladies Lounge. Join us in both of those places, the Lutheran Ladies Lounge on Facebook and our Instagram. We would love to know your opinions because it is the internet and that is where we all love to share our opinions. So join us in both of those places. You can find all of our episodes at KFUO.org/Lutheran Ladies Lounge or on your favorite podcasting app or on the KFUO radio app. Bree, thanks for hanging out with us today.
It's a privilege to be considered.
We love your opinions.
Me too.
You're listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at KFUO.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us, too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at KFUO.org/give.
The year is almost out, which means it's time to shop at the KFUO store for 25% off or more on everything. Head to KFUO.org/store for your discounted Yeti tumbler, Lutheran Ladies t-shirt, socks, limited centennial ornament, and more. The KFUO store year-end sale runs from November 24th through December 31st. Your purchase of any item supports our station and the ministry of Christ for you, anytime, anywhere. KFUO.org/store.